Hello, it is midnight, almost midnight on Tuesday, January 31st. This is Josh, the CEO of The Browser Company. And this was originally intended as a little voice memo update for closest friends and advisors and investors. And realize, you know what, why not put it out in the world? I'm not sure how many people will be interested in it, but we love pushing the boundaries on transparency and openness. And so let's see what happens. So want to use these voice memos as a way to share what's going on at The Browser Company on a week-to-week basis. Main thing on my mind right now is around, we have this value, assume you don't know. And the premise of it is effectively, no one has any idea what they're talking about. At the end of the day, we're all just winging it and we're all trying our best and we're all acting on imperfect information and biases and assumptions. And so instead of pretending like we know and pretending like we're experts and pretending like everything in the world is predictable, let's actually design the way we work around the assumption that we don't know. And so we've got to figure it out as quickly as possible, which effectively implies you got to try things, you got to experiment, you got to prototype really rapidly, follow your intuition, see which way the road leads, and don't try to predict too far out into the future. Just be really honest and introspective about the experiments you're trying, what you're finding. Sounds really good in theory, and it has served us well, but it's pretty scary when you're facing a daunting task in the distance. The one for us right now, or one of those right now, is making the web multiplayer. So one of the things that drives a lot of us at The Browser Company is people, is humans. Many of us came from backgrounds in social software and mobile social software, and I think we all believe in the internet as a miracle of humanity, as much as a technical feat and piece of infrastructure. And it just feels silly then that the portal to the internet, your user agent, the internet client, doesn't have people anywhere to be found in it, and really never has. And so we are taking up this prompt in earnest. What does it look like if you bring your colleagues and friends and collaborators and all of the above people, strangers, who knows, deep natively into the internet layer across all websites and web apps that you use? What kind of spaces and interactions can you help foster and create? Cool. Again, once again, sounds great in theory. What the fuck does that mean? And in fact, one of the challenges we're facing is it can mean any number of things. It's a classic buffet problem, which is there are so many air quote good ideas. There's so much air quote low hanging fruit. How do you pick one idea from the other when there's so much promise in all? And at the same time, that promise is based on taking something from another domain and applying it here. So, hey, live cursors are great in Figma. Would they be great in Arc? What if you could leave a comment or a note on any web page? You know, that's not an idea that feels good because you felt it before. It's you're taking something from a different adjacent category or experience and trying to apply it here, which may have a lot of promise, and oftentimes it does, but it's not preordained and it's kind of hard to pick one from the other. So really feeling that this week we have an all-star group of 7 to 8 people at the company just rapidly prototyping right now. The imagination that's coming out of this crew is, and not only imagination, the pace of experiments, of playing with things in our hands and seeing people in your sidebar and deep integrated into the internet and interactive. It's just, it's super impressive. It's super exciting. You can't help but have this feeling like there's something here. But there's this desire, despite our assume you don't know value, which is to reach for some plan or some strategy or some theory of the world. And that's how you do need some sort of guidepost, even if you're not totally confident in it. But, you know, having this back and forth right now, and the team's having this back and forth between, do you just take your best guess and go and know, be okay with the fact that, you know, you're really betting on that starting point, leading you closer in proximity to where you ultimately want to go. I don't know if that makes any sense, but the long story short, or said differently, more simply, do you just like pick the feature idea or the multiplayer concept you're just most intrigued by and build it and then like riff on it based on what you find? Do you pick some broader theme or bucket or hypothesis and do prototyping within that? You know, that sort of additional structure feels like it should be beneficial. And intellectually, how could that not be the right way versus just aimless wandering? But if I'm being totally honest, a lot of the greatest greatest hits of browser company short history have been things that just came out of nowhere, really. They weren't top down. They weren't intentional. They were, someone had an idea, they tried it, and holy shit, it feels nice. So I'm reminded of at the beginning of my career, as a quick story and final note, Evan Williams, who created Blogger, which I think coined the term blogging and popularized the blogging concept for sure, then went on to co-found Twitter and run it as CEO, and then later found Medium, just like a legend of the industry and someone who has not one, not two, but three mega hits. If there's someone that knows how to make a successful publishing product on the internet, it's Evan Williams. And I was 20, building an air quote company with my now second time co-founder Hirsch. And in short, it was an idea for a new type of publishing platform that revolved around discourse and conversation, but it was a publishing platform, and Ev was a publishing platform guy. He had made it work three times, and Ev was gracious enough to bet on us early in our careers and lead the first round of financing for a first company, and even actually invited us to move to San Francisco and work out of his office every day and have daily product sessions with him and Jason Goldman and Biz Stone and just a wonderful group of people, including Destin Sanyos, who now works at the browser company as their head of design. And anyway, so Hirsch and I moved out to San Francisco. We uprooted our lives because we were making a new publishing platform, and Evan Williams was the godfather of publishing platforms. He had the special sauce. He had the fairy pixie dust. And I'll never forget our first kind of big meeting with Ev after moving out there was we presented our six-month plan. And it was logical and everything related and interconnected. And it was fucking bulletproof. We were ready for this moment. Like cue 8 Mile soundtrack. You only get one shot. Like Evan Williams sitting across the table on our team, ready to, you know, show us the way. And all we had to do was share this concrete plan, get his feedback, and we'd be off. And Ev listens to us. He was observant. He was clearly listening. And at the end of the spiel, he said, kind of paused and said, "Look, Josh, first of all, I have no idea the answers to these questions. I have no idea if this is a good plan. And just to set the expectation, you're new to this city, you're new to this industry. I know I've had some successes in my career, but anyone that has had the level of success that I've had knows none of us have any idea what's going on. We're all just winging it. We're all just trying our best. And so that doesn't mean I can't, you know, lend some of my learnings and experiences and try to offer things that feel right to me. But beware of anyone in this industry that you meet that purports to have a lot of answers and all the answers, because anyone at the highest level that's been fortunate enough to, you know, build something for the masses successfully knows it's a lot of luck, it's a lot of serendipity, it's a lot of trial and error, and it's a lot of duct tape and sweat behind the scenes. So I don't have the answers, and beware of anyone that does. So I have Ev in the back of my head saying that at this moment, but again, it's really tempting to say top down, here's our theory, here's our thesis, here are hypotheses. But yeah, I don't know, something my gut tells us, like seeing the spectacular work in these prototypes from this team, that we should just keep playing around in this playground and sandbox and follow our gut. But easier said than done. And please let me know if this is the sort of thing you want to hear from us on a weekly basis. And otherwise, just appreciate you listening and that you made it this far. And, you know, see you again soon, hopefully.